Joining me over the phone this afternoon, I have Grant Strom to talk all about the Farm Forward Conference that is coming up. Grant, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about the Strom Family Farms before we get into the conference you guys are hosting.
Yeah, so I farm with my family on Strom Family Farms. We're located in eastern Knox County near Dehinda, Illinois. We raise corn, soybeans, beef cattle, also do some custom drying and grain storage, and have some commercial plated semi-trucks that also haul grain.
And you guys are going to be hosting the Farm Forward Conference coming up. That is March 7th, so Thursday. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Yes, this is our first year of hosting something like this. We're very excited about it. Our family became very interested in a lot of the carbon policy talk that's kind of been surfacing the last couple of years as it relates to raising corn and soybeans and using those products for next generation biofuels, whether it's low carbon ethanol or biodiesel or renewable diesel, or now a lot of the talk is going to sustainable aviation fuel. So we became very interested in a lot of those topics and felt that there hasn't been enough really good opportunities locally for farmers to come learn about some of these policies. What things they need to be looking for or at least paying attention to when it comes to raising corn and soybeans for fuel production. And so we kind of took it on our shoulders that we wanted to put together a conference that could answer a lot of the farmers' questions and a lot of the conversations we're getting. And now, ironically, the last couple of weeks, there's been a whole lot of media attention kind of placed on these things. We've had this in the work for a couple months, but I feel we've got some really, really strong speakers coming in that can speak to a lot of these topics.
Yes, definitely some great speakers from Jim Weismeyer. Is that how we say his
Jim Weismeyer.
Weismeyer.
So Jim Weismeyer, yep, DC policy analyst for Pro Farmer. He's probably one of the top names in all of agriculture when it comes to DC politics.
Lauren Lurkins as well. We've got Dustin talking about biofuels and Brian with biological. So a lot of policy and just general information that you might want to know for this kind of event.
Yeah, so we think we're going to have a great flow for the event. So we've got a lot of perspectives. I mean, a lot of the attention is going to be paid specifically to carbon policy and how that's going to affect the farmer and the consumer. And we feel Lauren Lurkins is one of the top minds in the state of Illinois when it comes to knowledge of carbon policy, environmental policy. She's done a tremendous amount of environmental policy consulting over the years, and she's very in tune with a lot of the policies that are currently in play and the policies that are really coming down the road. Then Dustin Marquis with Marquis Energy, they have a large ethanol facility in Hennepin, Illinois. Also, they're currently building a large crush facility for soybeans, also going to be producing, doing a lot of soybean crushing there. And so they've really been on the cutting edge, and they're going to really speak from a processing standpoint, what they're seeing, what the opportunities could be for farmers to help maybe earn some premiums in this market for different ways of growing your grain. And of course, we already talked about Jim Weismeyer and the DC policy side, but then also we're going to kind of wrap this into when we look at, you know, climate, the new term is climate smart. So I'll use the new term climate smart farming practices and how we can tie using biologicals into, maybe moving to some of those types of practices and how we can lower carbon intensity scores on the farm by utilizing biologicals and looking at some of these, I'm putting air quotes up, climate smart farming practices.
Yes, and you were saying that you on your operation, your family has been conscious of these opportunities and been implementing them as well. Tell us a little bit about how you guys have started implementing these kind of resources for your operation.
Yeah, absolutely. So our operation has been primarily no-till for several years now. We do have some farms we still do some more tillage on, but we've been reducing that amount every year. Primarily no tillage on our farm. We do quite a few acres of cover crops every year and still experimenting and learning new ways to implement those strategies. But really a big part of our program the last, I'd say, 3 years has been, testing and introducing different biologicals to our farm. And through that process, reducing overall fertility that's being applied, synthetic fertilizers being applied to the farms. And when we do so, we're doing it in a banded fashion. So we've cut our total fertility load quite a bit and still maintain and increase yields. And how we've kind of used biologicals and some of the products we found, in particularly Holganics, which is a product that our family uses and is one of our main sponsors for this event, how we're using those products to help mitigate the risk in a switch to no-till and a switch to using cover crops and a switch to using less fertilizers on our farms.
So we're talking with Grant Strom about the Farm Forward Conference, all about carbon intensity practices that we could implement on agricultural operations in all shapes and forms, from markets, carbons, biological, biofuels. Grant, tell us where this event is taking place and how we can get registered.
Yeah, so the event will be held at our family farm, which is outside Dehenda, Illinois. The address is 2006 Knox Road, 1550 North in Dehenda. And we have a modern farm shop there, so it's going to be kind of old school farm style. We're going to set up a bunch of tables in the farm shop, and we're going to have a really nice setting there. Going to be a free lunch for anybody that wants to register. Any farmers are welcome to come on over and learn a little more about the event. An easy way to register, we have an email address. It's Farm Forward Conference, all spelled out, Farm Forward Conference @gmail.com. You can just email that, send a message to that email saying, hey, I want to register. This is my name. I want to register for the Farm Forward Conference. Also, I believe you guys will be posting maybe the registration link on your website. So we do have a QR code and registration link, so feel free to check that out as well.
And this event is made possible not only from the work that your family's put into it, but you have a couple of sponsors. Let's give them a little bit of a shout out as well.
Yeah, so our I mentioned earlier our lead sponsor is Holganics Biological, who sells we feel one of the better biological products on the market. Also, Compeer Financial is working with us, as well as Berkey's Farm Store. Berkey's will be there and have a drone set up, so they're going to be talking a lot about drone use and agriculture spray application, cover crop applications, that sort of thing. It's really cool technology. Also, Maple Leaf Ag out of Geneseo is going to be there. They're going to be demonstrating a mix mate system, which is another piece of technology that it's automated for herbicides or insecticide use, automated system for chemical injection. Really cool technology. And also Interpose Ag, which is a startup company based near Monmouth, Illinois, that is specializing in producing especially liquid fertilizers for P&K applications, and those are some of the products we also use on our farm. And we kind of handpicked our sponsors. It's not just your general large, corporate type farm sponsors. It's more, smaller business, and we feel really specific technologies that we found interesting, we've used on our farm and had great success with.
And I mean, it fits in perfectly to where you were saying you wanted an event for our local area, and you got all the local sponsors.
Yeah. So we're real excited about it. And it's going to be a come learn, come ask questions, network, conversate, and have a good meal on top of it. And we think there's just going to be a lot of great opportunity to learn here.
Well, Grant, is there anything else you want to add today?
No, I think that's it. I know the weather's been really great, so we've had a lot of farmers that have kind of waited until the last minute to get registered. We've had a lot of registrations come in here the last couple days. Looks like we got rain in the forecast for the week, so that'll slow some things down for people this week. So I encourage you to try to get registered in the next 24 to 48 hours if you can. We want to make sure we have enough food and refreshments for everybody that's in attendance. So please hit that farmforwardconference @gmail.com and send us an email and get registered for the event. And we hope we see a lot of farmers from the area there.
That's Grant Strom with Strom Family Farms hosting the Farm Forward Conference coming up this Thursday, March 7th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. with lunch provided in Dehenda, Illinois on AM 1330, FM 95.7 WRAM.